you have this passion for sports, but figuring out what that means for a career, it feels like a guess. It feels like something that you're trying to just, you know, hope you figure out the right fit for. But this scientific approach will help you narrow in on something that can make an impact in your life.
This is the Work in Sports Podcast. Here's VP of Content and Engage Learning at workinsports.com, Brian Clapp.
So I don't know about all you, but after the Oscars happens, I make my list of all the best picture movies, and I make sure if I haven't seen them already, I start to watch them. It's a fun time. I like to dig into them. I have three kids. I don't always get to watch the exact movies I want to in the theater or even on my own downtime. So we make a plan afterwards and say, all right, this is the one we're watching. So this past weekend, we watched Oppenheimer, and that was a fantastic movie.
The important thing isn't can you read music, it's can you hear it. Can you hear the music, Robert? Yes, I can.
But I'm a dork in so many ways. So as I started to watch Oppenheimer, I had some thoughts into the process of thinking scientifically and how it might relate to your career. This is where I geek out. Okay, so stick with me. This is going to make sense. What you're all going to find is your work life is going to impact your normal life and the way you perceive things. So let me go back a little bit and explain. When I first graduated college and started working in sports media, and I was a video editor, and I was learning all the tips and tricks and techniques to create product that went out over the airwaves. After that, I could not stop watching every TV show and noticing the way they cut, the way they change camera angles, the way that they set up a story and a dialogue and bend it back and forth, or they emphasized a certain visual in order to make their story clearer. I just became obsessed. And so you're watching a TV show and thinking about the editing rather than what they're saying. It's where your work life is just impinging upon your daily life, because it does take work, takes a lot of your life. And now what happens as I start to get into and have been in this world of career advice and career guidance for a long time, now I'm seeing things out there and thinking, how can I apply this as a lesson to the career advice that the audience needs? And so I'm watching Oppenheimer, and that's what's going through my head. And I'm thinking at the same time, this is pathetic, just enjoy the movie. But hey, it happens, and you just got to embrace it. So I've embraced it. And I kept thinking that there's a scientific method that gets them to the point of, you know, the craziness that ensues with Oppenheimer. I mean, it's an atomic bomb, so it's not exactly something to celebrate, but just the scientific discovery. There's a process that happens there. And I think so often in our world, and this is something I've discussed on the show before, is that figuring out your fit for the industry, you know, you have this passion for sports, but figuring out what that means for a career doesn't feel scientific. It feels like a guess. It feels like something that you're trying to just, you know, hope you figure out the right fit for. And I tried to think if there's a way to make this where we could make it a more scientific process so that you can feel a little bit more comfortable that you're getting yourself in the right area and in the right direction. So we're going to dig into that concept today. How to figure out your fit for the sports industry by thinking like a scientist. Ooh, there's the headline right there. There's the title of this episode right there. Kevin, print it. Kevin's the producer of this wonderful show, by the way. He's probably going to edit that part out, but I'm going to tell him not to because he deserves a shout out. He deserves to be mentioned. Kevin's awesome. So we're going to think about this like a scientist. So let me explain. There are two main concepts at work here when you're trying to figure out your career path and your fit for the industry. First is an intellectual fit. Like, this is something I perceive to be in my intellectual strong suit. I'm really good at math, so I'm going to lean in towards analytics. Or I really love the public speaking, so I'm going to try to work in sales or in the broadcast media or something like that. So like an intellectual fit, aligning your skills with your intrinsic skills, because we all have them. Certain things we're good at or that we're emphasized to your career. But there's also a secondary part of this concept of fit that is your personal fit. Like, that if you worked at something, you'd not only be good at it, but that you'd enjoy it and thrive. And those two things, intellectual fit and personal fit, they can be the same or they can be in opposition. Like there are definitely things that I am good at that I don't necessarily love, right? And there are parts of my job that I don't really think I'm good at, but I find enjoyment in improving. Like I'm not fantastic at data analytics. I'm not. But I find it fascinating and I'm trying to improve there. And it gives me great joy when I figure out something in that realm. It doesn't feel like a strength, but it is a personal fit. I enjoy it. I am learning a lot of things as I peruse that. So research actually shows that personal fit is more important than intellectual fit because you'll have greater job satisfaction. You'll have greater curiosity and want to grow and innovate. You'll have this growth focus. If it's something you feel passionate about, you'll want to do it. When you have time, you're going to dig into this area. So feeling motivated by your fit and it's aligned with what personally interests you has a big impact on your overall mental health and career health. Just being good at something isn't good enough. You really need to marry it with enjoyment and satisfaction. Okay, so now that we've laid that all out, well, how? We always get back to that question of sounds great in theory, but how do we do this? Well, I think it's really hard to figure out what you're going to be good at ahead of time. I have three kids and what they are good at is kind of a moving target. It's changing from year to year. They have a good teacher in history and they're like, oh my God, I love history now. They have a bad teacher in math. Ooh, I'm terrible at math. Well, no, you're not. It's just somewhat of the environment you're in right now. And so there's always this kind of moving target and you're all dealing with this too. But what I never really understand is why do we expect teenagers to figure this all out when they haven't been exposed to enough? You know, in high school and even in early college, you haven't really seen what's available to you out there. There's no way you could really say, I want to do that. Get yourself into an area and then start to investigate. Now, some people will tell you that you can take career tests and personality tests, and there's meditation to really just think about it. There's following your gut instinct or listening to your parents or your guidance counselors. And frankly, even as a parent, these kind of seem like bad ideas because you're picking from a large sea of opportunities, some of which you may not even be fully aware of. How would you know if you were interested in working in the sports industry? How would you know as a college freshman that you should work in partnership activation or business intelligence? I mean, those are two really important jobs in our world, but how would you ever know, like, I'm a huge NBA fan, I should work in business intelligence? I mean, you can't because you haven't been exposed to that yet. So here's where we get to the part where you think like a scientist. Scientists build hypotheses, right? They use enough information and their own intellect to say, I think these things may be true. So you want to start out that way from your career fit perspective too. I think I may be a good fit for these areas based on the knowledge I have right now. So I'm going to establish this hypothesis of which careers I think could be a good fit. And then you want to list out your key uncertainties, your fears, your unknowns, what the day-to-day is really like, what does the career path look like? And then you're going to start to investigate those uncertainties. The key here is scientists, when they start to prove their hypothesis is incorrect, they abandon the hypothesis and move on to another hypothesis or move on to something else. You have to be very aware of that too. You may hypothesize you'd be a good fit for sales or marketing or facilities management. And if you start to then test that hypothesis, if it doesn't feel right, be okay with abandoning it. You don't have to persevere through it and just get to the other side. No, abandon that hypothesis and look for something else. But always have a backup hypothesis, but we'll get into that in a second. So let's work through this a little bit. I have a hypothesis that working in sports social media would mesh with my creative skills, and I enjoy being in the middle of the action. It looks fun and fast-paced. That's my hypothesis. Now I'm going to start to figure out, what are my big fears and unknowns? What are those uncertainties? Well, I think there might be a lot of people out there that are more creative than I am. And I'm not sure if I'm as good at crunching the data and learning what's working is a strength of mine. And is this a job that's really going to be important in the future? Does the career path give me stability and upward mobility? Will I have to relocate from location to location in order to grow? These are your uncertainties. These are the questions you start to line up for yourself and say, in theory, my hypothesis is that this would be good for me. But I have these questions that I'm unsure of. And the only way to figure out if my hypothesis is legitimate and that this is a good career path for me is to then test these things out. So how do you do that? Internships are an investigation of your hypothesis, but that's a big commitment too. Now, I want to start us back with something even earlier before internships. Internships are the obvious answer. I think I should work in social media, so I'm going to go do an internship and see if it fits for me. Yes, but that kind of duh, right? Of course you are. Like, that's advice I've given you 1,000 times. Use internships in order to do some self-discovery. There are other options here. And I really think it starts out by the networking and starting to talk to people who are already working these jobs. So if you start to have these questions, why not start to reach out to people that work in this field? Not only will it start to build your network of connections in this side of the field, but if you start to do an informational interview with people and start to ask them questions that I just laid out about sports social media, like, how important is it to be day-to-day creative? What are the most important skills that you need? Do you really need to understand data analysis? Is that a big part of your job? And either they're going to tell you things that help you alleviate your fears, or they're going to tell you things that say, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Or it might say, oh, I need to learn this. So now I'm going to select a class that will help me learn that skill set. And then I'll learn even further to emphasize my hypothesis. This is a good match for me. Like, if I'm saying, hey, I got to learn data analytics more because I'm not that strong in that area, but this person's telling me it's really important, I'm going to go take a data analytics class. And if I love it, that helps to refine my hypothesis and strengthen it. So it's this step-by-step methodical process of figuring this out. You also might say, hey, this person's saying all these things about social media I didn't really know were a big part of the job, and it doesn't interest me as much, so I have to be willing to abandon that. So speaking to people already working these jobs that can answer your fears and uncertainties and give you more clarity on what the role actually entails, that makes a job come to life rather than just through a job description, is your first step. Because again, interning, it may be a 6-month commitment. What if you start to intern in social media and in the first month or two, you're like, I'm not only not prepared for this, I'm also not enjoying it. That's a block of time you can't get back, right? So start to do your investigations before you reach the internship point. And again, reach out through LinkedIn. Say, I'm a sophomore at this school. I really am curious about a career in sports social media. Can I just ask you a few questions? Set up some time to ask you a few questions about the role. I think this will work for you. Now, it doesn't mean that you go talk to somebody who is, and I'm dovetailing into a networking type conversation here, but it does not mean that you are going to reach out to somebody who's in the middle of their season right now. Like, the Dallas Mavericks are in the playoffs or near the end of the season and things are crazy, so I'm going to reach out to Becca Gajenikoff through LinkedIn, their director of social media. That's a bad idea. This is not the right time for that. Think NFL teams right now. Think about those kind of outreach. Maybe it's not as busy right now. Maybe you can hit them. So just be smart about when you reach out to people as well, and your success rate will go up. But let's get back to fit. Volunteering is a good way too. You can give your time over, and sometimes you can test these things out. I think one of the best small businesses out there are not only minor league sports, but also small colleges. Small colleges often have big needs and big wants, small staffs. So if there's a local college near you, or your own college is a small college, you can reach out to these other programs. Like, you could be going to Ohio State, massive program, and there might be some other smaller college in your hometown or even around the Columbus area that you could say, I want to volunteer my time over there though, because I think I might be able to get more hands-on and learn more about this. That's a really good avenue. And again, minor league sports are ideal for gaining experience and learning about what feels right to you. But you can also work on a project related to the position, you know, mesh your coursework with your activities and just start to really refine and answer these questions and get to the bottom of them before you start to invest any further in this as a career path. This is how scientists work. They work in a very methodical manner, but they also always have a backup hypothesis and are willing to pivot if they start to see what their expectations don't match up with reality. So having layers of approaches and a backup plan is always an important facet here. Just to give this some extra oomph, you will change careers. You will change emphasis. You got to get yourself in the right ballpark, and then you continue to refine as you go through life. You don't have to nail it out of the gate. You just have to start with something that you feel like is your personal fit, that you'll be energized by and enthusiastic about. So I started out in the sports media as a broadcast journalist. After many years, I developed my own website. I got into digital media. I had my real estate license for a while. I've written content. I've hosted podcasts. I've been a public speaker. And now I'm the VP of marketing, focused on things I had no idea about 15 years ago, right? It's going to change and you're going to adjust. But if you get yourself in the right bucket, essentially, you can start to learn, experience, refine that hypothesis, look into other areas that interest you and make changes. But this scientific approach will help you narrow in on something that can make an impact in your life. And when you do that and you get that intellectual fit with your personal fit, you're pretty much unstoppable. So again, don't put too much pressure on yourself to figure it all out while you're in college. Get yourself in the right area, make focused and thoughtful decisions, and then be open to the world unfolding around you, and you'll be in a much, much better position. Remember, that personal fit, something you enjoy, that you're curious about, that you're ready to make an impact with, is the most important part of this. I loved working in broadcast journalism. I loved the entire process. So I was happy, fulfilled, and that opened me up to a lot of other potential opportunities to continue growing because I was curious to learn more in advance. Find that for yourself and test out your hypothesis, and that's how you're going to get to it. So finding your fit can be difficult. Follow a plan like a scientist. Learn from Oppenheimer. You'll be on the right path. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.